And our community connection brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. And I've got an interesting topic and some great guests for just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Well, our Facebook update this morning, Family Life Symposium, holding a free community presentation. We're all in this together, creating safety nets for our kids, coming up tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30 at Tri-County Tech Event Center. For more information, you can call 918-333-8631 or just stay tuned. We have three folks in to give us some more information on that, and in no particular order other than the way they're seated around the table. Melissa Jenkins, Carrie Eichelberry, and Nancy Waring in to help get information. And Melissa, the mic's pointed mostly at you. So first of all, good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Charlie. Glad to be here.
The Family Life Symposium now has been around for a number of years, but for those that maybe lost track, it's been a year, slept since then. What in the world is it, and what are we trying to do?
Family Life Symposium began actually about 25 years ago.
Really? That long?
Absolutely. And we had a death of a young man to suicide in his senior year, and his parents wanted to be sure to do something that could bring families close together, to give them skills, training, not just families, but also schools or community organizations. The Family Life Symposium was created then and formed a committee and has been bringing in outstanding, particularly nationally known speakers on for several years now.
Yeah, and it has been well received, I think, in the community. Every year, it kind of sneaks up on us, I think, date-wise. Maybe the day or two after your election may not have been the best date for you. I don't know. But it is a busy time of year. But this is an opportunity, really, for people to delve more into it. And, I mean, suicide is something, as a news person, we usually don't report on suicides unless it's a prominent person that they, you know, would have known about the death anyway. But it's something that typically the news media is very careful with, so we don't talk a lot about
it. Yes, and I know you know this, Charlie, that we've been working on suicide prevention for quite a long time now. Mm-hmm. And it's very fortunate that the 2016 Suicide Prevention Awareness Summit was in September, and the Family Life Symposium is bringing in Maureen Underwood, mm-hmm. who is a internationally known expert on youth suicide prevention.
And I think that's something that when you talk about suicide, one of the things that many people will probably think about is youth, the teen years particularly, just because I don't care. It may have probably flown through many people's mind. Maybe it was a 30-second fleeting thought and, you know, went on, never happened again. But I think every teen probably thinks about it at some point in time.
What we know statistically, Charlie, is that suicide deaths tend to be in the second to third leading cause of death overall.
Wow.
For teens.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very concerned about that. How to take that fleeting thought and turn it into an action. Our goal is to prevent that so that teens feel supported and know how to deal with crisis situations. Maureen, in particular, has been doing this work for, I think, about 25 to 30 years. When I first met Maureen, I went through a training with her called Lifelines, which is a holistic, comprehensive school prevention approach.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen assisted in the development of the Society to Prevent Youth Suicide in New Jersey. There was a very big influx of teen suicides at that time, and she was very successful in helping community schools and family members deal with the impact of those suicide losses during that time. She's also done trainings on assessing and managing suicide risk. She is an expert in so many ways, and we're really lucky to be having her come. It's an excellent opportunity for community organizations, the faith community to come together, schools, to be able to really have more information and training on how to deal with youth suicide prevention.
Frequently when we hear about suicide, there's a reaction in the community. If they knew the individual, wow, I didn't realize that they were even, you know, that way. I didn't realize they thought about that. It's almost a shock situation, and I understand any sudden loss, there's a certain amount of shock. But this is something that apparently goes on a lot more than people realize.
It does go on a lot more, and we've been trying to implement a surveillance system to capture more real-time data on suicidal thoughts, suicide attempts, and then suicide completions. And we do have a comprehensive community approach to dealing with it at all levels, mm-hmm. of prevention, intervention, and postvention, which is after a suicide happens. It's very important that we deal with that impact so that we can prevent further actions by those that have been impacted, because they do become at higher risk.
Okay. Who should be coming to the symposium? Are we talking about, you know, students? Are we talking parents? Are we talking clergy and professionals, community leaders, teachers? Carrie, who should be coming to this?
Well, on Thursday night, it's actually going to be at the high school in the Commons. And we really are hoping to have our student population, parents, teachers, all our community members. We really are hoping that everyone will come. It is free. It's at the Commons at the high school Thursday night, 6:30 to 8:30. Maureen will be presenting on how to keep our kids safe. And we are just very fortunate to have her come and help us at a time like this. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, it is open to anyone in the community that would like to attend training at Tri-County Tech from 8:30 to 4. There is a cost. There are a couple of scholarships. If somebody wants to come and doesn't have a way to come, they can contact me at the Bartlesville High School. But we are really hoping that anyone that's interested in keeping our community and our students and our children safe that will attend the Tri-County Tech training.
Okay, and that would be on Friday, but the Thursday evening event is your primary population, I think I hear you saying, is the student population or maybe...
And you know, community members.
Yeah, and so really, hopefully you're going to have a full auditorium for that one.
We really hope so. We're going to have a time with Maureen for 2 hours, mm-hmm. to really help us figure out how to keep our kids safe and how to help the students themselves feel empowered to keep each other safe.
Yeah, will this be I'll say one to group presentation, or will it be a question and answer back and forth? How do you think she's going to do
this? I think she's going to do some presentations then, and she is going to have people in groups and working in groups to figure some things out.
And so it's possible that someone who has been touched by suicide, friend, relative, either close or distant, coworker, you know, family member of a coworker, when you start looking at that chain of events as far as, again, points of contact, we're not as full or separated from suicide as probably many people think we are. There's somebody that knows somebody that has been affected by it. The small groups then are going to kind of help out with that and probably get some good conversations going, I hope.
Yes, that's what we hope for. And that we're having it in the Commons, which makes it a nice environment, mm-hmm. for people to come and not... It's not an auditorium-style seating, but we're actually going to have round tables set up. We're going to be in small groups. After she presents, there's going to be some exercises that she's going to give the groups to work together to help build our community and make us stronger in preventing suicide.
Well, that's a great thing. Melissa, you're just eager to get back in this.
Well, I just wanted to mention, too, that also we'll be providing resources for those who attend. We will... provide lots of good opportunities to connect people with those resources. We will be following up on November 19th from 1 to 3 at Disciples Christian Church. We'll have the International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day event, mm-hmm. and this is an opportunity for anybody, no matter how big or small, that's been impacted by suicide loss. So we're really fortunate that Maureen's coming on Thursday and Friday, and then we'll follow up on the 19th for anyone that feels like they need some additional support.
We're going to talk more about the symposium in just a moment, but before I take a commercial break, there are a couple of phone numbers that I want to make sure we get out there. It never hurts to mention it more than once. As a matter of fact, let's get it out here as many times as we can. One of them is basically it's a helpline, right? It's the National Suicide Helpline, and Nancy, I haven't heard from you a bit yet.
Yes, the Suicide Prevention Helpline is 1-800 273-8255.
Which I think spells help if you are...
spells talk.
Talk, I'm sorry, yeah.
So again, that's 1-800-273-8255.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get the rest of those details out in just a moment. K1 Community Connection continues in just 1 minute.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
As long as we're sharing telephone numbers, I'll remind you for more information on the symposium, 918-333-8631. And again, spending a little time this morning with Nancy Waring, Carrie Eichelberry, and Melissa Jenkins. And Nancy, I know there's a website as far as people. I'll say you would like people to register. You probably wouldn't care if they showed up unannounced, but to be prepared, registration probably would be convenient. How can they do that?
Yes, the Friday workshop, the all-day workshop, you do have to register, and you can do that at the door, but we would like for you to come to the website and do it online. The website is familylifesymposium.org, so that's where you can go to register for the Friday all-day workshop. Now the Thursday event, that's free, open to the public, you just show up, but the Friday event, we would like you to register at familylifesymposium.org.
Okay, with a speaker of this caliber, either any of you guys, frequently, I know, like for the Suicide Coalition, you've got some CME hours that people can pick up. If for professionals or anybody else in the field who may need something like this, is this an opportunity for them to pick up some good information?
Yes, we are have continuing education units for CLEAT, which are for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Some first responders are also have those CLEAT certified. We have licensed alcohol and drug counselor certifications, licensed professional counselor, licensed marriage and family therapists, social workers, case managers. It's an excellent opportunity to be able to get 5.5 CEUs for continuing education.
Well, that's great. And I assume even people who maybe don't need that, but you know, the medical community, the clerical community, so many other people come in contact with people who could be at risk and might want to talk about it.
Yes, we know that if we're truly going to be able to prevent suicide, that it takes an entire community. Everyone has a role in this creation of safety nets, and so all segments of our community are very important and welcome to come.
Just because as long as you got the mic, Melissa, you and I frequently talk about Washington County's numbers, and is in one sense it seems like a short time ago, and I know it's been several years. Washington County at one time was twice the national average as far as our suicide rate. We're getting better, but we're still not there, right?
Absolutely right, Charlie. We were double the national average. At that time, 11 per 100,000 was the national suicide rate. Washington County was 22. We have brought that down in the last 5 years. It varies a little bit according to the statistical trend, but to about 16 per 100,000. So we are really grateful to go from 22 to 16. We in the last 5 years that we had 41 suicide deaths, which are way too many. So we continue to work on getting that rate much lower.
Now, I'm sure somebody out there is saying, but we've always had suicide, and it's just better reporting. That may be true, but the point is it's better reporting all over the country, so we're still, you know, showing up way too high.
Yes. However, we have also been implementing nationally known suicide prevention strategies. So we certainly believe that's at least a variable in there that's impacting that rate coming down.
Yeah, and I think that's what I want to make sure that people understand. Carrie, as far as your student population, and I think in your role in the schools, you're kind of seen as somebody that students can talk to, can share situations with, and you have numerous means that they can kind of share situations with you. What do you hear from students as far as just the topic of suicide?
I think it's a hard topic for students to talk about. I think that what we're planning to do is to be able to empower them to feel that if they know of somebody that's really hurting, or even if they're hurting themselves, that we want to get them help. We have a lot of different ways. We hope that they'll turn to a trusted adult at school or at home. We also want them to be able to talk to any mental health counselors. We have a lot of mental health counselors that we partner with that are in all of our school sites on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to see anyone for counseling, there is a way that we can make that happen. And then for those that do not feel like they can reach out to another person, we are partnering with Student Crime Stoppers. They have been a great friend to us, and they have developed an app, P3 Tips, that is something anybody can download for free. And then from the privacy of their own home, they can send a tip in. If they feel anything that makes them feel unsafe, if they have a concern for their friend or themselves, they can send information out, and it is gathered by people that will collect the information and respond to it immediately. And it's confidential until that person wants to say who their name is. But if they have a concern about a friend, they can send it as a tip, and someone will go and check on their friend immediately.
And it's a small distinction to me, but there is a difference between confidential and anonymous, and actually that one actually is truly anonymous. Just as far as confidential says, to me at least, says, well, you know who it is, but you're not going to tell. Anonymous to me says you don't know who it is. So there is a difference.
Yeah, that's true, Charlie. We truly do not know who sends the tips in. It is truly anonymous. It's worked like the Adult Crime Stopper program for years.
Yeah, and I think that's just something that I think the public can have confidence in. That's important, that, you know, if you're sharing information that's really sensitive, in this case, thoughts of suicide, you or someone else, again, it is truly anonymous. So that helps a lot. For the school program, again, for people who've tuned in maybe a little bit late or just finding out about it, Family Life Symposium going on Thursday night at the high school first, right?
Yes, and we really welcome anyone who's interested in listening to this topic to please come out. It is free. It's going to be in the Commons. It's going to be a very low-pressure situation where you can sit at a table and listen to a wonderful expert speaker who's been doing suicide prevention for over 35 years. We are so honored to have her help us, and we really welcome anyone in the community that would like to come.
Okay, well, this is, again, Thursday at the high school, and then the program Friday morning at Tri-County Tech. You would prefer people register in advance,
if they can register in advance, that would be great. But if they even just show up at the door Friday morning at 8 o'clock, we welcome them in.
Yep, and again, the topic of it, and I like this, we're all in this together, creating safety nets for kids. That's just a great image, that as far as really, you know, gathering people in and trying to, you know, pull them out of the risk pool, so to speak. Final comment?
Yes, I just wanted to mention that this year's symposium is sponsored by the Eric Cross Memorial Fund, First Presbyterian Church, and the Washington County Association for Mental Health. Plus, we also welcome donations. Our symposiums, we bring in these national speakers, and they can be quite costly at times. So
you don't do it for free?
If this is something that's dear to your heart, and our topics are different every year. This year it's suicide prevention, but in the past we've had speakers on brain rules, what makes your children tick, bullying, the media, and children, how to really love your teenager. We've had some really great speakers over the years. So if this a Family Life Symposium is something that you would like to contribute to, you can make a donation through the Bartlesville Community Foundation. And if you want to contact them about that, their number is 918-337-2298.
And if you'd like more information on the symposium, call 918-333-8631. News is next from the ONN.